Life storms are opportunities.
Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. Romans 12:12.
I bless you to be patient in your affliction, regarding distress with acceptance and tolerance. If you are a child of God, do not consider the storms of life as something bad and harmful, trying to get out of them as soon as possible. Stay in them, be patient, and learn.
Furthermore, we have had fathers of our flesh which corrected us, and we gave them reverence. Shall we not much rather be in subjection unto the Father of spirits and live? For they verily for few days chastened us, after their own pleasure, but he for our profit, that we might be partakers of his holiness. Hebrews 12:9-10.
I bless you to consider your life storms as opportunities to become a partaker of your Father's holiness, to embrace his truth, to experience his love, to obtain his hope. Consider storms as favorable circumstances to become free from crippling beliefs, to be set free from harmful habits of your mind, to become free from the belief that you are just a blob of nothingness.
Now, no chastening for the present seemed to be joyous, but grievous. Nevertheless, afterward it yieldeth the peaceful fruit of righteousness unto them which are exercised thereby. Hebrews 12:11.
I bless you to consider that if you hide from your own heart, run from your own pain, or blame your painful emotions on something or someone else, you will miss the opportunity to receive the peaceable fruit of righteousness, which is given to those who have been trained by their Father's discipline.
Wherefore, lift up the hands which hang down, and the feeble knees, and make straight paths for your feet, lest that which is lame be turned out of the way, but let it rather be healed. Hebrews 12:12-13.
I bless you to consider your life storms as opportunities to be healed. I bless you.